Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Good morning, everyone. It's Alice, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday morning. It's a sunny day. There are major fires north of the Golden Gate Bridge. Please go to, do you have that thing? It's ca.gov/fire. If you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, we actually have a lot of information up there. There have been emergency alerts all morning. There are major evacuation orders in place. So you're going to want to check that information.
It's fire.ca.gov.
Okay, fire.ca.gov. I just had the order wrong. But there are a bunch of evacuations, and they're saying, especially if you have animals, like, do not delay. Get out. And we put a map up. Did you put this at the RadioAlice.com?
The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay, because that'll show you where shelters are, shelters that take large animals, that kind of thing. We have some resources set up for you there. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by National Beer Day. National Beer Day, make sure you enjoy a cold brew on this hot fall day. It is going to continue to be hot.
Oh, today is National Brew Day?
Apparently. You'd think it'd be a weekend. Okay. You'd think it'd be a weekend day, Vinny, but National Beer Day is today.
Well, when I was drinking beer, I it was pretty much any time, any day, anywhere, yeah. Any place.
All the days were all National the Beer time. Day.
Hmm. So, you know. No, not a weekend. Now you have a 3-day weekend to celebrate.
Well, I'm taking Monday off. Funny. It's National Beer Day.
It really is.
Time plus tragedy equals comedy.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Right.
This is also hilarious. Back in the olden days, before COVID happened, there were a few times when Vin Diesel would put up something on his Instagram where he's, you know, doing a karaoke thing. He sang a few songs. I thought, mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that fun? He loves singing. Who doesn't love singing?
Well, and he sounds like Frankenstein, too. So, I mean, it's both funny.
So it's funny, right. Yes. Well, Vinny, he's not been busy during these months. As you know, most film production, was shut down. A lot of things were delayed. So he's got some time on his hands, and he's got money. I don't know if this means he has a home studio, but he has a single. His debut single has been released.
Okay.
And he debuted it on the Kelly Clarkson show.
All right.
It's called Feel Like I Do. It had Kelly's audience bopping. Vin told Kelly,
I'm so honored to be able to debut my music on your show because since you first won Idol and until today, you've somehow maintained your authenticity. I'm blessed that on a year I would normally be on a movie set. As you know, that's not possible. I have another creative outlet, another way to share with you my heart.
So here is a little bit of Vin Diesel's heart in a song called Feel Like I Do.
I'm not the type who likes to rush in, but I want to. I don't know, but it feels like I do. And I was frozen when you walked in the room. Cause every single word, it just makes my stomach turn cold. I don't know you, but it feels like I do.
Dance. Oh yeah, dance breaks.
So did Kelly response did she say, Vin, this is terrible. Please don't record any more music. Did she say that to him?
I seriously doubt that she said that. She's a very encouraging person. She knows how great it feels to sing, and we can't all do it like she does. So maybe everyone sounds like crap to her. Like, she just has to be nice to everyone because she's like, well, it all sounds like crap compared to me in the shower.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually like him. He's a likable guy, but I don't.
Sure.
That's a terrible song. I don't like it.
Although, as I was listening to it, I thought, you know, if the Chainsmokers put this out, maybe people would be like, that's amazing. That's an amazing song. Like, is it because we know it's Vin Diesel?
You don't think that voice is slightly handicapped?
It's mixed so low, though. It's not.
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
Because they wanted it to be special. I don't know.
I thought the production was good, and it probably made his
voice
sound
the best.
Well, it sounded
like a Chainsmokers song.
It probably made his voice sound the best it possibly could.
Right. And if that's the best it possibly can.
I like some singers that can only be said to have personality or meh at best.
Yeah.
And yet that is not even that. That's terrible. Yeah. Come on.
I don't want to be mean. But I like that people like to sing. I think it's
okay.
Great. But, and also, look, productive. Oh, here's some of his past work.
Yeah, this is the Frankenstein one.
Round and around and around and around we go.
He loves singing. I can't argue with that.
I'm happy for him. I'm just, you know, what are we supposed to sit here and be like, that's pretty good, Vin. Keep it up.
I will say this for it. We have heard worse songs on these airwaves. There is no question that there have been housewives with worse songs, socialites with worse songs. More power to you, Vin Diesel. I'm glad that you found everybody needs a hobby, Vin. You're just sitting around in your house. It's nice to have.
And certainly, you know what I'll say in his defense? I bet you any one of my neighbors would say, that guy sucks on guitar. He shouldn't say anything about that dude's voice because that guy sucks. He's loud
you
and none
it
of it
loud.
Makes any sense.
Oh, music, you know, we love it. Even people who don't have any talent.
Oh, yeah, here it is, the high part. Oh, yeah. Incredible.
Incredible.
All right.
Go, Vin. Good for you-ish.
Gotta appreciate the passion.
So, I don't know if a lot of people have done this. I remember Bowie put his made his catalog something you could buy into.
Stock market, yeah.
Yeah.
Sold stock in it.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing. That's what BTO is doing. BTO
Who's
has
that?
Just... The Korean boy band that is
BTS.
Taking over the world. Oh, sorry. BTS. Not Bachman okay. Turner Overdrive, but BTS that means something in Korean. Sorry. My 70s roots are showing.
I didn't even think of Bachman Turner Overdrive. That didn't even occur to me. All right.
I think that's not the first time I've called BTS BTO either. Look them up, kids. They're great. Taking care of business. TCB. So anyway, let me start this over. I think Bowie used one time offered stock in his music catalog, like his back catalog. So you could make some money off of that. So BTS, the Korean boy band that has taken the world by storm, they're for sale. You can buy stock in them. And overnight, when they did this big release, every boy in the band, there are seven of them, became a multimillionaire. Or added to whatever fortune they already had.
They better have already been, or they signed bad deals.
Well, they could very well have signed bad deals because they say that the guy who produces the records, like their dude, is now a billionaire. Their producer is a billionaire now.
All right.
So they're multimillionaire. But I don't know how much each one of them got. 50 million? I don't know. But they sold it, and it sold out, and I think it was $135 a share. Let me see. $115 a share. They raised almost a billion dollars, $822 billion. But they valued the company at $4.1 billion. So I guess that's what you buy the stocks based on. So the stock that they still own is worth X amount. Yes, Vincent, your hand is up.
Are they huge in South Korea?
I'm sure.
Assume so. And they're huge, apparently, internationally.
Okay.
So
no, I'm just curious if they're huge at home as well. Like, I have to believe that would be a big deal for them. They're at home to be superheroes and have conquered outside of Korea as well.
It does look like they did this on South Korea Stock Exchange. So they would, for them to have sold, I don't see how many shares they sold, but they each have X amount. So there's whatever the company's worth, $4.1 billion. They sold almost a billion dollars worth of stock. So the band members and the producer own the rest of the stock, making it worth whatever it is, however many kajillions of dollars. So congratulations to BTS and Big Hit Entertainment. K-pop is alive and well, and set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, running on like a rolling stone. Oh my God, it's amazing. That is so good.
Look at all tippy tappy. Look at you.
It's kind of addicting, I'm not gonna lie.
You're bouncing. Look at you. Good job.
What is our old intern's name who was so into them?
Krista.
Yeah.
Krista. That girl would lose her flipping mind. She'd come running into the studio and just start dancing. Anytime, like, oh, there's a new song from BTS, you'd hear, oh, my God, like from down at the ladies' room. And she'd come running in.
It is. I don't know what it is about this. It's just this song in particular. There are other stuff I don't like, but I'm like, oh, this one's pretty catchy. Uh-huh.
Sure you don't, man.
Okay. Listen to this line here. Ding dong, caught me on my phone. Nice tea,
and I'll get my ping pong. Ding dong, caught me on my phone.
Ding dong, caught me on my phone. Iced tea and a game of ping pong.
And then they talk about drinking a glass of milk. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I thought that's what I heard. The first line was a glass of milk, right?
Yeah. Yep. Here it is.
So they drink a milk, iced tea.
A cup of milk, let's rock and roll. A cup of milk, let's rock and roll.
A cup of milk and let's rock and roll. You know what? Screw it. I'm skipping to my next story. Because speaking of milk, Alice Cooper has lent his name to a branded chocolate milk product. So Alice Cooper chocolate milk. You can listen, go crazy, BTS fans.
Oh, yeah.
You can have chocolate milk, Alice Cooper brand chocolate milk. And go crazy, go crazy, go crazy, go crazy. Go crazy. Yeah. So
I love that.
What is milk the antidote for? Like, what do they say? Oh, quick, drink a glass of milk.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So it's only natural that after getting his brand of chocolate milk out on shelves, Alice Cooper now has a trio of sauces, hot sauces.
Oh.
He's got Welcome to My Nightmare, No More Mr. Nice Guy, and Poison, named after Alice Cooper songs. All three hot sauces can be found apparently, if you start at his website, you'll get there. He says, in general, I don't believe food should be painful. But in the case of my hot sauces, it's pain, pleasure, pain, pleasure. Just repeat until satisfied. Mm. There he is.
Well, he's not wrong. I do like hot stuff. Do you? And let me ask you a question. I don't know if we've ever talked about this. Do you like Alice Cooper?
I don't dislike him. Am I a fan? I have all his records.
You do?
Well, everyone does, don't I subscribe to a thing. So I will say that I am not a fan, not a particular fan. I wouldn't necessarily turn off the radio if he came on, but
all right.
Did I specifically? No, I will. What about you? Are you?
No, I don't dislike him. I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm just saying that I can't ever remember pushing play on an Alice Cooper song ever
not
in my
on
life.
Not on purpose, right?
Right.
No mo, Mr. Nice.
Yeah, I may have played like it on my songs. Rock station in San Diego.
Right,
If it was on the list, but I wouldn't have picked it.
So Welcome to My Nightmare is the mildest of the sauces, Vin.
Okay.
It's medium heat with serrano chilies and an early flavor of lime. boy, they really go into the description of these. And no more Mr. Nice Guy's medium. And Poison, as you might imagine, is the hottest of the hot. It says, right. your senses will tell you to stop when you feel the Reaper chilies running through your veins. And UnitedSauces.com, you can go there and get the Alice Cooper branded line of hot sauces.
They look delicious.
Well, they look like hot sauce. They're mm-hmm. in the little bottles. Are those knives sticking up into his face? Like, what is he?
Looks oh, like yeah. it. Looks mm-hmm. like they're throwing knives.
Yep.
All right.
Whatever.
So last week, I want to say Thursday or Friday, we heard that Bill Murray had been using a Doobie Brothers song, whoa, 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 listen to the music, mm-hmm. to sell his shirts. He has a line of golfing shirts. And he has responded to, the Doobie Brothers wrote a very funny cease and desist, to, like, you can't use our song, but doesn't mean we're not fans of yours, basically.
Right.
And now he's saying, or his people... Because I actually think that if Bill Murray had written this, it might actually be funny. It's such a weak attempt to match the Doobie Brothers' level of humor. They said, "We are indeed fans of the Doobie Brothers' music, which is why we appreciate your firm's choice of taking it to the streets rather than to the courts, which are already overburdened minute by minute with real problems." And they offered to settle the dispute by sending shirts to everyone in the band. "We will happily upgrade your wardrobes and hopefully win each of you over as new fans of the brand. At least that's what this fool believes."
Okay.
No one tell Bill about this.
Yeah,
Bill
would
know
be
that this,
bummed
he would
to
be,
know that his yeah. people tried to...
be hilarious on his
That's
behalf.
Not even... all they did was name songs. That's not even...
It's not, there's nothing funny or clever about it.
It's not good.
At least theirs was sort of funny, I thought.
But their point is well taken. It certainly could have gone the court route, and the Doobie Brothers clearly love Bill Murray and just wanted him to stop. And that's nice of
them. Please just stop doing that, right? On October 16th, 3 years after his passing, Tom Petty's Wildflowers album, it was supposed to be a double. I know, it is sad. It was supposed to be a double album when it came out in 1994. His record company made him cut half of the 25 songs that he submitted. So there's going to be a reissue of Wildflowers. It's going to be called Wildflowers and All the Rest. And the original songs, the original way that he wanted the album to come out is going to be released. So this is October 16th. It's a multi-disc set. Or just check your music service. You'll already have it. Oh, there it is.
Tim,
what's
up? Do you remember when music television was a thing?
Oh,
I know,
yeah.
Kids, you're like, what? But and Tom Petty was on there quite often, actually.
Oh, yes.
And when I first saw him, I thought, wow, that dude is super butt ugly. But over time, I couldn't love him more. Like, everything about him, even his looks have just worn me down, and I think he's...
I find him so attractive, or
yep.
I did when he was alive. I'm with you. You first saw him, and he looked kind of grubby and a little overgrown, and like the more I saw him, and plus I loved his song so
but
much.
But he also just had that sort of weird, like, fish lippy thing. I don't know. I just thought he was
that
weird
became,
looking.
It was very sexy. I'm with you. He wasn't, if you looked at him in the lineup and you didn't know anything about him, you wouldn't call him out as being hot, but he got hotter and hotter.
I really
so you were attracted
grow.
To him, too.
I huh? grew to love him a lot.
Yeah.
There's nothing not That's to great. Like, in my opinion, or at least at what I know of him.
Yeah. I 100%. I'm so sad that he's gone. What's the matter? Am I off?
I think Nicole is saying that she loves him, too.
Oh, I'm talking to Brian. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I thought you were just talking without having your mic on.
Oh, look, no.
Your face froze. Weird.
Oh.
Is that just
everybody's
at my house?
Everybody's face is freezing. I've noticed a few freezes.
I think me and Nicole are fine.
Everybody's
you guys are always perfect. Well, Milbury is a paradise, and she's right. at home base. So.
Yeah, Milbury helps Zoom, too, I guess.
What? There you
are
go.
Are we all?
Okay.
Tom Petty passed in October of 2017, died from an accidental overdose of prescribed medications, including fentanyl. And this new Wildflowers and all the rest. There's going to be deluxe configurations too that go even further. Separate discs devoted to his homemade demos, live recordings of the Wildflower songs, alternate takes from studio sessions. So if you're a Tom Petty fan, your date to look forward to is October 16th. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Drunken lady fight at 4:25 in the morning.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.